Morning has broken.
My name is Lucy Cooper. I've spent 10 years now making award-winning podcasts and documentaries, such as Big Ring, a circus exposé, Chicken Alcatraz, a free-range walk to freedom, and Fat Dog, body shaming at Crofts. Now I'm turning my attention to religion, the religion of my childhood, Christianity. As flag bearer for the local Brownies at Sunday service, I saw a lot of things when the flag wasn't in the way. I heard a lot of things, some great sermons, inspiring stories. I met a lot of kind people, nans mostly, but I always left feeling uplifted. But it's not 1990 anymore, and I had to leave the Brownies. My decision. The world has changed. We're living in less innocent, more narcissistic times. And so I ask you, is there room for God in a world of bum implants and super yachts? I got in touch with three vicars who work in parishes in the northeast of England, and I asked if I could interview them. This show focuses on them and those around them in their everyday lives over the course of a year, to find out what keeps them working for the man upstairs. God. My name is Lucy Cooper, and this is God's Work. My first visit this week was to Reverend Bill Tinsey of St Matthew's in concert. He and his curate Rebecca Dernan were putting together a love and friendship night. People don't usually associate the church with romance, unless they're thinking of their wedding day or an erotic novel featuring a handsome priest who's doing his fair share of quivering.
You've got quite a romantic atmosphere going on here, Bill.
Yeah, amazing what you get when you stick a few fairy lights up, isn't it? Plus, I'm saving on the electric.
He's not even joking.
Utility costs for churches, Lucy, are astronomical. And this one here is always turning the rads up in the winter.
I'm not.
You
so
are.
What's tonight about? It's about love and friendship. And there's a Chinese buffet courtesy of Ming's of the Avenue.
Are you giving Ming's the plug?
Their spring rolls are to die for. I promised Mrs. Ming I would say that. Basically, Lucy, it's like a night where you can come and talk about love and friendship. We'll look at some passages from the Bible on that theme. We've got a speed chatting table, but there's no pressure. Some people just want to get out of the house on a wet Wednesday and have a bit of a chat.
The book says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." See, we're doing important work here.
Yeah. What about this one, Lucy? If two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone?
Trust you to remember that one.
Bill's looking for love.
Oh, now, don't be daft. She always shows off when your tape recorder comes out, Lucy.
You said you'd be interested to see who came along tonight.
You're single, Bill, aren't you?
Technically, yes. But I'm not looking like Rebecca claims. I'm a widower. I've been a widower for about 10 years now and I'm happy, you know, just getting on with life. Pootling about, doing God's work, doing the odd jigsaw, going bowling.
I've been looking for a date for him online for ages, but he's not interested.
Are you single?
Yeah, I am, for now.
Do you go online?
Yeah, I use Christian Mingle. But it's basically just men called Barry who haven't lost their virginity but have found God.
Right.
I don't like the idea of all that online stuff. Call me old-fashioned, but I just want a lovely woman to drop into my life out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, we can all dream of that.
Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Dave, you dropped your Bibles. Let me get those.
Oh, no, don't you worry, miss. Get these buffers. Thanks very much for your help. Thank you.
I'm here for the love and friendship night.
Well, you're in the right place. We've got tons of love and friendship round here, but you're probably married or engaged or something like that, so you've no need for any of that love nonsense. Is that the case?
I'm divorced, actually.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, excellent, but you've come. Thank you.
Sorry, are you recording?
I'm Lucy, I'm making a documentary.
Oh, okay. I'm Isabella. Isabella Laplanche.
Laplanche? Right. Is that French for plunger?
Bill, why don't you show Mrs. Laplanche around? Get her a cuppa.
Yes, great idea. Follow me. So, Isabella, over in this corner here, we have the speed chatting table. It's empty at the moment, of course, but if you can imagine, you take a seat and someone sits opposite and you have a 2-minute chat. You can ask questions, you know, like, do you like bowling?
I love bowling.
Really? Me too? Well, that's funny. Or something like, so, Isabella, I haven't seen you round here before, have I?
No, I don't come to church. I saw this evening on the community page and thought I'd come along. Well, it was either this or a microwave meal for one.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Your wife doesn't cook for you then, Bill?
No. Pam died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was years ago. Don't be sorry.
You must miss her.
I do. But, you know, she was always keen for me to get back out there. It was one of the last things she said to me. She said, Bill, get back out there. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So here you are, you know, you chat, like we did just then. And after that, the bell goes, and then everyone switches around. And if you want to swap phone numbers with someone when your time is up, as Rebecca always says, Jesus would be cool with that.
I would very much like to swap numbers.
All right, well, let's see how you get on and who you meet, but... with me.
But only if you're cool with it too, Bill.
Yes, I'm cool with that. Do you fancy grabbing a cuppa, Isabella?
I'd love to.
Follow me.
And off they went. Getting to know someone you like is always a happy time. There are so many moments that become instant memories. The first touch of a hand, the first restaurant you go to together, the first time one of you doesn't feel the same way and thought you were just friends. Harder than getting to know someone you like, though, is getting to spend time with your mother. My own mother doesn't like to see me during the week. She says it makes her nervous, so I was relieved to find that Reverend Wilson Penn was anxiously awaiting the arrival of his own mother in Jarrow on a Sunday.
Oh, I got your dates confused, Lucy. I'm so sorry. My mother's arriving today.
That's okay. Look, I mean, anything could be happening, as long as you don't mind me tagging along.
Oh, there's a stain on the rug here. It looks like blueberries. Did Guy trade blueberries into the rug? Oh, my goodness, she's here in 10. In 10 minutes. Guy, get in here.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Do you carry a stain remover for wool about your person?
No.
Then no, you can't.
Lucy, hi.
Hi, Guy.
Welcome back, Shane New. We're waiting for the Wicked Witch of the Midwest to arrive. You probably heard.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Make sure you edit that out in case she listens.
She won't listen, Noodle. How are you, Lucy?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, never mind the pleasantries, Guy. There are blueberry stains here in the corner. Can you see that? She's going to notice them.
You know what, Wilson? It doesn't matter.
It does.
Should I come back another time, maybe?
No. You're the perfect diversion. She can talk your face off about how much she knows about documentaries. Which is zero, by the way.
Zero, eh?
Mother!
I'll have you know, I produced a series of documentaries about Wisconsin egg chefs in the early 60s. If anyone took any interest in my life before Wilson was born, you might know that.
Meryl, how did you get in?
I had keys cut last time I visited, in case Wilson lost his. He's always losing keys.
He doesn't lose his keys, Meryl.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm making...
Yeah, I know who you are, little girl. Wilson has been talking non-stop about his documentary, and now it's going to get more people through the church doors. Yada, yada, yada. Take my bad guy. Wilson, you look fatter.
Do I?
No, sweetie, you don't.
Guy can't see it. He's here all the time. Thankfully, I only visit twice a year. Is this all going on tape, by the way?
Yes.
Well, speak up, little girl. No one will hear you if you're so softly spoken. Only other mice. Like Wilson here. Squeak, squeak.
Yeah, I've got a sermon this morning. I thought you might like to come, Mother.
Do I have a choice?
Of course you do. Do you not want to come?
Did I say that, Guy? Did I say I didn't want to come? What is that on the rug? Is that a blueberry stain?
I told you, Guy. I said, didn't I?
I left Guy to explain his stain and set off to my final stop of the week. Death is never an easy thing to talk about. My own grandfather died when I was 7, and rather than try to explain his death to me, my mother and father told me that he had run away because he hated the sound of my voice. In Sunderland West, Reverend Richard Crisp and Church Council head Julian Ford were choosing to tackle the issue of death head-on, and with tea.
So, Richard, how does a death cafe work?
Well, the aim of the cafe is to normalise talking about dying. So we have some tea and a biscuit and a little chat about death.
And how did it go today?
Well, it was great. A very good morning. 15 people turned up and we talked a lot about the last rites, actually. Lovely Valerie made a death by chocolate cake, which was a talking point.
and then we ended on quite a high, debating which of Adele's songs we'd want at our funeral.
I said Rolling in the Deep.
Which was a good choice, actually, Julian. I went for Hello, because death is not the end. Indeed, maybe it's only the beginning. Hello from the other side. This is the afterlife, and it's nice to be here, sort of thing.
Yes,
Julian is not a fan of the Death Cafe. He thinks death has no place in a cafe setting.
Really?
I just find it a bit gloomy.
No, the bit in the Bible about death is some of the best stuff in it. I have swept away your offences like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. You see? Poetry. Oh, sorry, that's to remind me to put the lamb on.
What's happening, Richard?
Well, two friends are coming for lunch. From London. Keith and Barry we met at college back in the day. The three amigos, I call us when we're together, because, well, there are three of us.
And you all wear sombreros?
No, Barry wears a hat sometimes, but it's more of a sort of Trilby style. And then there's Keith. He's a keen archer. So many stories. So many stories about archery.
Well, I can't wait to meet them. I'm sure we'll have some fun.
Yeah, the thing is, Julian, it's more of a reunion. So you have to have been there before, if you see what I mean. Plus, it's the three amigos, not four.
So when you said you really wanted me to be here...
Well, it was to do those swan napkins that you do. You know, the ones you're so good at them and they look so great.
Okay. I'll fold the napkins and go.
Oh, I'll head off with you, actually, Julian.
Oh, Lucy, you might like to stay, because you might get some classic Three Amigos hijinks on tape.
OK, well, why don't you text me when they arrive, and I'll pop back then.
Will do.
I was beginning to see a side to these vicars I hadn't seen before. Who were they when they took the collar off? Back to concert. And although some listeners may question my decision to follow Bill and Isabella on their date, I felt I had to. For the story, and also because I like the sound of bowling balls hitting pins.
Oh, wow.
Love was in the air and on the lanes. However, there was a less loving vibe over in Jarrow as Wilson bid farewell to his parishioners and his mother Merrill regaled me with tales of his birth.
He was £11. Can you believe that? Are you recording this, little girl?
Yes.
He wasn't £11, Merrill. He was £7. I've seen his birth certificate.
Oh, I'm sorry, Guy. I forgot you have a working uterus and have delivered many of your own children. Oh, no, what's that? What? You didn't?
There's a big difference between a £7 and £11 baby, is what I'm saying.
Not when it's coming out of your...
Mother, how did you enjoy my sermon today?
Yes, it was fine. I think we need to start buying you sweaters a few sizes up.
Merrill.
Oh, what? He's husky. He's always been husky. Everyone's got problems. Oh, you, Guy, you're too obnoxious, and that's grating. Little girl here is too tall. Willie has always been husky. And me, too pretty. Always been the way. That's been my cross to bear.
And yet you wear it so well, Merrill.
There's the obnoxion again, Guy.
Obnoxion is not a word.
How does it feel, Merrill, watching Wilson lead a community with such passion?
It's okay. Why is this country so cold?
Excuse me, but... You must be Reverend Penn's mum. I'm Daddy.
Who?
I just wanted to tell you that we just love him here.
Oh, Jackie.
I didn't want to get emotional, but he's just the best in the world, and we're so lucky we've got him in our tune, so thank you.
What language are these people speaking?
She says that every time.
We've a little surprise for Wilson at the hall. The Penns have been working on it all week. Would you like to see what they've done, Mrs. Penn?
My name is Muzz Tupper. You think I'd keep the name Penn after that man ran off with a 30-year-old roller skating champion? Who's 30 and still skates professionally?
I think it's probably better that we take Mother home.
You stop skating when you're 18 at the latest. No one wants to see a grown woman in roller skates. It's not 1972.
Well, so why don't I go get the car?
Oh, and give you a chance to buy some crack off a street tramp? No, no, Guy. I'm not taking my eye off you for a second. You're shadier than a willow on the banks of the Menominee.
Merrill thinks my accountancy firm is a front for a drunks empire, Lucy.
I don't think. I know.
Back to Sunderland West, to the exotic smells of Reverend Richard Crisp. He had pulled out all the stops, it seemed, for the arrival of his two friends.
Hi, Richard.
Oh, hello. Lucy. Hello. Come on through.
Thank you. Wow, the lamb smells fantastic.
Well, thank you. I bought a tagine in 2001 and I haven't looked back.
Where are the other two amigos?
Well, they're late, actually. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I'm sure... Ah, oh, hello. This is probably them. Good timing. Yes, it's from Keith. Richard, you old stiff. Probs can't make it to lunch after all. Something came up. P.S. Barry says he can't make it either. See you soon. Oh. Oh, well.
Are you upset, Richard? You look a bit upset.
No, not really. I mean, well, a little bit, but... No, not at all, because well, it's a long way to come, isn't it? I mean, it's hundreds of miles. And that train, I mean, they're never as quick as they say they're going to be. And the snack trolley can be very irregular. But I suppose, well, to be honest, I was looking forward to seeing them. You know, telling them about everything here, how it's going, etc. Because it's been going actually very well. So in that respect... but look, I'm fine. Absolutely fine. I'm going to head out for a while, I think. If you'll excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Leaving Reverend Richard to his thoughts, I made my way back to concert to see how Bill's date with Isabella Laplanche had gone. I felt like Cilla Black in the 80s presenting Blind a Date, but without the glibness and Al Graham with his quick reminder.
Bill, how did it go?
Well, it went great, yeah. I'm going bowling with her again this afternoon when I've got something very special planned, but I'll say no more.
Okay.
I better be off, Lucy. I've got to oil me ball and then I've got to pick something up from the bakery. So, see you later.
Bye, Bill. Oh.
Psst. Psst. Lucy, has he gone?
Yeah. Rebecca, what are you doing in the cupboard?
I'm hiding from Bill.
Why?
He's so happy and it's quite annoying, actually.
I thought you wanted Bill to find love.
I do, I really do. I just feel like he might be putting all his eggs in one basket. Mm. A basket called Isabella. And I'm worried he doesn't even know this woman. And I've been thinking, Lucy, what kind of person has a French name but no French accent?
Right.
Mm. Yeah. I'm on to her.
Back in Jarrow with Reverend Wilson Penn, and we followed Jackie to the village hall, where she revealed what the local children had been working so hard on. And by working hard, I mean in a fun, playful way, not in a child labour way.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I don't know what to say. This is amazing. Is that me tap dancing with Jesus?
Yes, it is.
What a beautiful mural.
Noodle, look at you there at prayer with your serious face on.
The kids wanted to paint something to show you how much we love you. We'd be lost without you.
Oh, I'm not feeling so great, Wilson.
This must be a very emotional thing for you to witness, Merrill.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Mother! Oh, no, Mother has collapsed.
Noodle, she does this every time. She hates it when she's not the centre of attention.
Mother.
That evening, Merrill was recovering nicely from her fall, with Wilson by her side, like a caring nurse. Or lovely dog.
So, everyone loves you, eh, Willie?
Well...
That's something you and I have in common, Wilson. People love us. It can be a responsibility. A burden. I don't like to disappoint people, and it takes a lot of energy being this kind and generous. It's tiring, and I'm not as young as I was. Do you think people at your church liked me?
Oh, how could they not?
That's what I thought.
Are you proud of Wilson, Merrill?
What a stupid question.
Why is that a stupid question?
Look, it's a lot of pressure to be the mother of the local celebrity vicar. He doesn't make it easy for me being so goddamn popular.
No, I'm sorry, Mom.
Well, that's okay.
You want me to cut your dinner up for you, save you moving?
Yeah, okay. Ugh, I can't wait to go back to the States, eat some proper food again.
I can't wait for that either, Mom.
That evening, I joined a worried Julian, who was ringing around trying to track down Richard. It's not easy to track someone down. We haven't seen my Uncle Frank since January 1996.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Anything?
No, nothing.
I really need to get hold of him.
And do you think this is all to do with his friends not showing up earlier?
And Richard must be disappointed. He's been talking about their visit for weeks. I'll try the Wimpy. He likes to go there sometimes.
Tilly, can I ask you, did it hurt your feelings that you weren't invited to this lunch?
No, no. I would have liked to meet those guys, though. That's all. Tell them what a good job Richard's doing. Hello? Is that the Wimpy? Yes, hi there. I was wondering if you had seen a vicar in your restaurant this afternoon. Tall, red hair? Okay. Thank you. Bye. He had a large chips in there about 5 hours ago, but they haven't seen him since. Oh, this is very much out of character. Wait, I have the church iPad somewhere. We could look on Find My iPhone sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
That might help us. Ah, here we go. Right. It says his phone is here. And here it is, down the sofa.
What was that?
What?
A light just came on in the garden.
Huh? That's it. Maybe the cat or something.
I'll follow you.
Okay. Yeah, this way. Richard!
Julian?
How did you get up there?
I climbed up. That's the best way to get up a tree.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
How long have you been up there?
Oh, 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, man, we've been worried about you, you know.
Really?
You missed the Bible study group.
Well, I felt a bit low, so I had to wander about. I used to climb trees as a boy whenever things got difficult. Have a bit of a think.
Richard, there's something you need to know.
What?
There's no easy way to say this. Valerie, who was at the death cafe this morning, she died.
Oh, goodness. Lovely, lovely Val.
And her family want to see you.
Right.
Her last words were, "Let me have hello" at the end, but her family couldn't understand what she was on about.
Classic Adele. Good choice, Val.
Her children said she wasn't scared.
Oh, that's good. I'll come down.
Okay. Careful.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's always easier going up than coming down, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Don't panic.
All right. I'm coming up.
Oh, really? You
should... Yeah.
Okay.
Julian climbed halfway up the tree before his fear of heights kicked in, and after an hour of both men going neither up nor down, I called the fire brigade on 999.
Bye-bye. Thanks again. Ooh, they're a good bunch, aren't they, the fire brigade? Ah, what a pair we are. Well, thanks for trying to save me, Julian.
Do not pass by a man in need, for you may be the hand of God to him.
Well, quite.
Although this hand couldn't quite reach you.
I'm sorry about today, Lucy. Not much happened, I'm afraid.
Sorry?
Why don't you come to Sunday service so you've at least got some material for your programme?
Sure.
2 days later, in concert, I caught up with Bill and Rebecca after their morning prayer group, curious to know how Bill's special second date had gone.
You want another slice of cake, Bill? There's loads left.
No, thank you.
We might have to freeze some of it. It's bigger than an actual bowling ball.
Bill, can you explain why we're eating a cake shaped like a bowling ball?
Well, truth be told, I got ahead of myself and I proposed to Isabella on our second date. I took the bowl in again and I got them to bring out this ball cake I'd had made with the engagement ring hidden in the sponge. And to cut a sad story short, she said no. Unfortunately.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Well, thanks, Lucy. I have to say, she let me down very gently, like an egg into a pan of boiling water.
And how are you feeling now?
Well, I've learned a valuable lesson. Don't rush into things. It's better to go slow in the right direction than fast in the wrong direction.
Is that from the Bible?
No.
No, I saw it on Instagram. A romantic relationship with a woman or a man should be like a relationship with God. Slow and steady. Pam was the love of my life, and I miss her all the time. but I can't expect to find that sort of relationship overnight. On the other hand, what Isabella brought into my church two nights ago was hope. Possibility. And with God in your heart, anything is possible.
I mean, who wouldn't want to marry that?
No, stop it, you.
Oh, well, I found the ring.
Oh, well, ready for next time.
Hey!
Spending time with the vicars outside of their work was illuminating. Whether it was Wilson's mother visiting, Richard seeking solitude up a tree, or Bill giving love another chance, each of these men has a full and dynamic personal life. And I didn't expect that. If I'm honest, I imagine most vicars spend their downtime doing word jumbles and checking charity shop bins for tambourines. And that was really naive of me, because most charity shops don't even have a music section. I've been Lucy Cooper. Join me next week as we open another window on God's work. God's Work was written by Louise Ford and Yasmin Akram and was produced by Claire Broughton. It featured Rowan Atkinson, Sarah Dakin, Victoria Elliott, Louise Ford, Rudolph Walker and Mike Wozniak. God's Work is a Hattrick production for BBC Radio 4.